Hey, this is Josie Young with Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development. Thanks for tuning in today, and this is an announcement episode. This episode is being released at the end of April, and I'm going to let you know two things. The first is, for the rest of the year, I'm going to be theming each month based on the reflection workbook that I've had as my lead magnet for the last, over 7 months now, and lead magnet is basically the bribe I give you for subscribing to my email list. And the reflection workbook has 8 worksheets in it. And there's 8 months left in 2016. And I've decided to do this because I'm batching episodes for the rest of the year because I'm having my second baby. So it helps me actually to stay focused and to create content based on themes. And I'm trying it out. We'll see. I don't know what January 2017 is going to look like right now, but this is a cool way to test it out and see how I feel about it. How it's going to look is the first week of the month. So for example, for May, starting next week, I'm going to have an episode where I talk about the first worksheet, which is called the Core Beliefs Worksheet. And then the rest of the episodes in May will be affirmations related to core beliefs. So the second week in May will be an affirmation on I am significant. The third week will be failure redefined. The fourth week will be I forgive myself. And the last week in May will be an episode on owning happiness and stepping out of victim mode. Basically, what you can expect is the first week of the month for the rest of the year will be a worksheet episode where I talk about the worksheet. And then the rest of the episodes for that month will be mostly affirmations, but there might be some meditations, relaxation, maybe actionable tips, but they'll be based on the topic that the worksheet was about. Now, as I'm working on this and preparing this for you, I'm updating the worksheets. I'm making them fillable when you download them. I'm going to be expanding them a little bit more because all along I've gotten feedback that they're fairly open-ended and that some more direction and guidance would be helpful, which is what inspired the episodes for them. But I'm going to be actually updating the worksheets as well. So if you have downloaded the workbook before, it's still useful in the sense that that is what I'm basing the updated worksheets on, but don't worry. If you are on the email list and you're hoping to get the new worksheets as we go, I will be attaching them to the emails when I announce the episode.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need, or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
The second announcement is, since I am updating the worksheets that are in the reflection workbook, I've decided to change the lead magnet, again, bribe to subscribe, from the website at affirmationpod.com and create a new freebie to give you for signing up for my email list. And when I was thinking about this, I had a few ideas, but in the end, I chose this. I created something that I'm calling New Beliefs 101. It is a one-page worksheet. Again, I'm quite into being practical and actionable. So it is a worksheet that you can fill out, and it walks you through a declaration of who you are now. So basically, it guides you to leave your old beliefs and behaviors behind and move forward to new beliefs, new thoughts, new choices, and ultimately a new life. And here's what inspired this. I was thinking about things that were transformative for me in my journey. And of course, inspiration comes not when I'm at my computer or behind the mic. This came to me when I was out walking my dog one day, and I remembered when I went through my season of exhaustion in 2009. And if you want more info on that, I do talk about it more in the 6 month anniversary episode, which you can find at affirmationpod.com/6 months. But one thing I didn't mention then, but I was reminded of as I'm picking up dog poop, is when I was going through that transformation out of who I was to who I am now, I would be on my treadmill, walking, sometimes running, sometimes walking and running in intervals. And there were different sheets I would have there with me. And one of the ones I had was from when I was in school. So I have a master's degree in counseling. And as you can imagine, when you're getting a master's degree in counseling, you are learning a bunch of different theories of counseling and change and issues that people come in with. And there's just a lot of information you get along with the practical side of it. And there was a family therapy model that we learned about, which was by Virginia Satir. And it's often called the Satir model. However, I remember there's a page I got in the package that we had to study and learn about. And it was by Virginia Satir called I Am Me. And the subtitle was My Declaration of Self-Esteem and Self-Acceptance. And I won't read it. I'll link to it in the show notes. But it was something I would read and say while on my treadmill. And of course, I can't measure it. I can't say, ooh, my self-esteem increased by 2 points or 2 units because of using this. But I do remember it being a time where there were parts of that I am me declaration that really fit. And that's why I used it.
I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day, but not just that. What kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit.
You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AIRDOCTORPRO.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today. But I also remember there are times I would journal and essentially create my own declaration of self-acceptance and self-esteem. And that's really the inspiration behind New Beliefs 101. It's a worksheet where you can create and you can design your own declaration of who you are now. Now, if you're interested in getting this worksheet, it's a one-pager all on leaving your old beliefs behind, your old behaviors behind, and moving forward with new beliefs, new thoughts, new choices. You can go to affirmationpod.com/newbeliefs. Or if you're in the US, you can text new beliefs to 44222 and you'll be able to get the worksheet that way. Again, that's texting new beliefs to 44222. Or you can go to affirmationpod.com/newbeliefs. I look forward to the next 8 months and the theming of episodes. I'm also looking forward to changing up my style of affirmations just a little bit, playing around, experimenting for some of the episodes. I welcome your feedback anytime. But for now, I'm going to sign off. Just to recap, today's two announcements are, one, I'm going to be theming the episodes for the next 8 months based on a worksheet I've created that will be presented in the first week of each month. And the second episode is I've created a new beliefs worksheet for you that you can find at affirmationpod.com/newbeliefs or by texting new beliefs to 44222. This is Josie Young with Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development. Thank you so much for pressing play and connecting in today. Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.